What's up, friend? Today, we are going to talk about website copywriting and the secret behind great copy that attracts your ideal client. So this topic is a very important aspect of business because new business owners don't know or understand that if you aren't writing for someone specific, if you don't know, then what are you writing for? And you might not know that there is, in fact, intention and strategy behind great copywriting, and why it's so important to have a great copy format that speaks directly to your ideal client. And your copywriting isn't just copywriting. Your copywriting is the main driver that sells your ideal client how, what, and why. And there isn't just one why, there are two whys that needs to be addressed. The first why is one, why your offer? And two, why should your ideal client pick you out of a sea of many other people possibly doing the same thing, offering the same thing that you are. So if you're new to business, these six steps that I'm going to cover in this episode to create great intentional copy will help you transform your website copywriting to attract instead of repel. Let's get into it. What's up, friend? Are you burnt out spending wasted hours creating endless content on social media with little to no growth? Do you feel constantly glued to your phone, networking and nurturing leads, only to get ghosted anyways? Do you Google things like, how do I grow a business without social media? Or how to use keywords in SEO? Do you wish that you had more flexibility and freedom in your schedule? Good news, sis. I'm here to tell you that it is completely possible to grow a successful business online, to make a passive income from home in less time with streamlined automation, to grow your audience organically, and to finally be present and available for your family. I'm Katie, boy mom, wife, coffee lover, and a Christian business and content marketing coach. I struggled for years trying to grow my business online, exchanging family time to create endless amounts of content for social media that never helped me grow my audience or traffic organically. And now I'm going to teach you just how I did it so you too can grow the dream business that God has placed on your heart. Grab your coffee, your favorite sweatshirt, and let's do this. So if you've been growing your online business for any length of time, you might have come to realize that your website copywriting skills might lack some attention. So many business owners try to overcompensate in articulating their copywriting. And instead of simplifying and keeping it short, you might be unintentionally fluffifying. I'm not sure that's a word, but I just created one. And leave out the intentional detail that your readers need to connect with your content and decide that you are their go-to. The ultimate secret spice to writing great content for your ideal client is super easy, but it is easily often overcomplicated. And the first thing that I did when I started my business was I skipped market research. I really believed I didn't need to do this step because I saw so many people offering the same thing. The only thing was I didn't know how to frame my copywriting, my offer, and I didn't even know that there was intention behind copy. I didn't know that there was a connection between the two. And another thing that I didn't do that I didn't believe that was important was do keyword research. So I was missing right off the bat two key important details to make copywriting at the most basic level even worth reading. And without these two elements, your copywriting is not even worth reading at all. And there is an art to copywriting. You have to become a person of experience in very few words. You have to be quick to get to the point in a detailed format. There's always ways to shorten sentences to make it simple and direct. To keep it simple, I always say to focus on these three ones. So number one, one core problem, one solution, and one ideal client. You have to remember when you're writing copy for one person, you're only addressing one person, not several people needing different solutions. So when it comes to any kind of copy or content, there's always a strategy. There's never not a strategy when you're publishing any kind of content for your audience. So these four things are important to keep front of mind when you're creating any kind of copy, including your content. So one is who you're writing for. Two, the solution that your ideal client is looking for. Not necessarily needs, because, you know, they don't know necessarily what they need. They're just looking for a solution. And number three, how your ideal client frames their problem and solution so you can describe it the exact same way, aka key phrases. And four, how or have experience in solving their problem. And this is a big one. You can't teach from a place where you have never been and don't have experience in offering any solution. And two things that you need to do before writing content and copy is obviously market research and keyword research. And SEO and copy strategy coexist with each other. Without one or the other, copy's dead. So you really have to do yourself a favor. Don't ever skip either one of these steps. Your copy depends on these two things. So doing market research and keyword research will give you the answers that you need on how to phrase your solution and how to sympathize with your ideal client on a more personal level. So many people believe that in order to create read-worthy content, you have to use big, confusing words and use boring professional tone. And this is very false. And would you believe if I told you that copywriting is not as hard as people make it out to be? So here are some main points you want to remember when you're creating intentional content and copy for your ideal audience. And that's number one is speak their language. So use phrases and words that your audience knows. For example, a lot of new entrepreneurs don't know what evergreen is when they hear it. I didn't know when I started what evergreen was. I had to research it. And when they hear the word blogging, they've heard this word and most likely know what that is. So how do they talk about their problem? This one is super important. If your ideal client is someone who struggles with organization, chances are they wouldn't be explaining their problem like, I need better organizational habits. It's simply just struggling with getting organized. Your ideal client may not even be aware that being unorganized is a habit. So using phrases, keywords that your ideal client is familiar from using themselves. Don't make your copy hard to understand. You want to make it simple enough for a four-year-old to actually understand what you're talking about. The harder you make it, the less likely people are going to read it. Number two, identify with their problem. A critical element to great website copywriting is identifying with your ideal client's pain point right from the beginning. No one is going to spend any more than a few seconds reading something that they can't relate to. You have about 5 seconds to persuade your audience from the time that your website page loads to the time that they read the first blurb of content. So you really have to make it count. Number three, don't avoid topics that frustrate you. Topics that make you mad or frustrated or upset might be a topic that you can relate with your ideal client on and your audience can relate to. This is something that your audience will relate with you because of your frustration might be a shared frustration. Expressing your passion also helps you tap into the heart of your niche. So let your audience know what you are on fire for. Don't be afraid to share that. Number four, know who your main target audience is. So you can't accommodate everyone. Your heart is speaking specifically to a special someone. So who are you visualizing speaking to? What qualities do they have? Are they hardworking? Do they procrastinate? Are they teachable? Are they interested in fixing their problem? What gets their heart pumping? What is their passion? Now, we all know the final desire for any ideal client is to have a thriving online business, but we need to dig deeper than surface level. So what is the solution that is going to be the driving force that will ultimately solve that main problem that they're having right now? And what part of the process of their online business journey are you helping with? How do you see yourself helping? As a coach, we don't help with the whole process. We're helping with one specific thing that they're currently struggling with and they're hung up on. And that is the thing that you are solving for your ideal client. Number five is to share your struggles and relate to your ideal client. You have to be honest and share what you struggled with or what you're currently struggling with. And that's how you sympathize with your ideal client. So in order to sympathize with them, you have to be willing to put yourself out there and get a little bit uncomfortable. If it seems like you're kind of withholding from the copywriting, it's kind of the same thing as having a conversation with somebody. People pick up on that instantly. Sharing past and present struggles creates transparency and website or in your copywriting and helps build trust. Transparency will win every single time. And also remember that at one point, your ideal client's current struggles were once yours. So when you share what you've struggled with and how you overcame that struggle, this is how your ideal client will actually relate with you. And number six is personalize your tone of copy. So don't address your audience as a whole. Think of just one person, which is your ideal client. That is who you are talking to. You are speaking to her, not them. You are only referring to one person. You're not serving many, you are serving one. You know your ideal client like a close friend, and you know her struggles, her weaknesses, passions, wins, and you know what she needs. Being you means realizing that people will value you, your characteristics and personality, and be able to connect with you personally. You know, copywriting is like a personal conversation with someone specific. Even though you're typing, you still have to infuse your personality into it. The more simple and clear you can make your copy, the easier it will be to write intentional and direct content. So to recap, the six things that your website copy needs. Number one is speak your ideal client's language. Number two, identify with their problem. Number three, don't avoid topics that frustrate you, because chances are those same things also frustrate them. Number four, know who your main target audience is. Number five, share your struggles and don't be afraid to get vulnerable. And lastly, number six, personalize your tone of copy. I hope sharing these six critical pieces of writing great website copywriting will help you in writing better content for your audience. And if you need help with your copywriting and you're confused about how to create it and make it more intentional for them, book a 20-minute unstuck session and come and get unstuck with me. And you can book that at bit.ly/unstuckwithkatie. Talk Thursday, friend. I hope this episode inspires you and blesses you. If you liked this episode, share it with a business bestie or a friend and help grow our community by going into iTunes and joining our sister squad by subscribing to the show and leaving a review. And I would love for you to come hang out with me in my Facebook group. And you can find that at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. Talk next time.